Member SEMISO are a better off under seasonal capacity auctions sloped curve, written by Amanda Durish Cook and read by an automated voice. MISO members largely agreed that MISO's new capacity auction structure, featuring individual seasonal auctions and a sloped demand curve, is better for the health of the system. MISO's advisory committee said the 2025-26 Planning Resource Auction, or PRA, results from April likely show that future auctions would spur more actions to sustain reliability. The August 13th talk via teleconference was part of the committee's current issue series. Wisconsin Public Service Commissioner Marcus Hawkins said the auction is paying dividends and supporting reliability in a major way. "I think we're seeing those signals play out to retirement decisions," Hawkins said. MISO's 2025-26 auction cleared at a record-breaking $666.50 per megawatts day for the summer season as members claimed 1.9% above the 7.9% summer planning reserve margin requirement. The padding in cleared reserves occurred even as MISO experienced a steady decline in spare capacity. MISO's 2025-26 surplus was 2.6 gigawatts, a drop of 43% compared to the 4.6 gigawatt surplus of summer 2024 and much lower than summer 2023's 6.5 gigawatts excess. More than 90% of load was secured before the voluntary auction. The 2025-26 auction was the second to feature offers divided by seasons and the first to ditch MISO's vertical demand curve, which foreclosed the option for additional capacity beyond the reserve margin to hold value. John Wolfram, representing MISO transmission owners, said the narrowing summertime capacity stores evidenced by the auction should send good signals to members for firm capacity resource development and generation retirement delays. Sharon Segner, Senior Vice President for Competitive Transmission Developer LS Power, agreed that MISO's system tightness today means that developers and stakeholders must ensure that what is planned for the system gets online in time. But Sam Lukens, of the Illinois Office of the Attorney General, said the premium put on capacity is due largely to expected large loads from data centers and raises the question of whether consumers should bear the added costs. Lukens said MISO should consider holding meetings to discuss whether consumers should be shielded from the cost of added demand on the system. He said the cost causers should pay for the demand they introduce on the system. "I still think the PRA is a short-term signal," Lukens said. "There needs to be more discussion about how these large load forecasts are influencing consumers. In Illinois, consumers are really feeling the impact of the PRA. Attorney Jim Dauphiné, representing multiple industrial end-use customers, said the auction results and prices properly sent a signal that capacity supplies are diminishing. However, he said MISO's preliminary public auction data communicated a significant shortfall, which thankfully didn't pan out. "We think the preliminary PRA data needs to be looked at more carefully," Dauphiné suggested. He said more accurate data would give members better indication on how to prepare,